Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
44706.
Thank you. You said that was 44706?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Luann Syler, S-Y-L-E-R.
Thank you. And that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that.
Thank you.
And so that I can see if I have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
3050 Standish Avenue, Southwest Canton, Ohio.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
I would like a refund of, please.
I do apologize. However, this is a valid charge since you do have to agree to the terms and conditions when going through with the contest. And I really would hate for you to miss out on this great product, as the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. And I'm trying to reduce the monthly rate down to $20 a month.
No, ma'am. I want a total refund because you were supposed to get a KitchenAid mixer and I never got it. So I would just like a full refund, please.
Yes, what I am showing is that you would have participated in either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have led to the contest for the mixer, and you would have been told in the terms and conditions by doing the contest, you would be agreeing to sign up for the meal plan at Bites Hub. However, if you will give me a moment to see what I may be able to do, it will take me just one moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. So I am showing them what I would be able to do since you did have to agree to those terms and conditions when going through with the contest, is I would be able to issue a 50% refund.
I would like a total refund or I will be contacting. I know I signed up for it, but I am not interested in being in it anymore. I've run into financial trouble, and I really would like a full refund, please.
If you will give me a moment, I can check with my supervisor to see if there may be anything they may be able to do, as a 50% refund is what I am authorized to do. But if you don't mind giving me one moment, I can definitely see what they may be able to do.
I will. I can't talk, I'm sorry. That hold will be fine, ma'am.
Thank you. That will be just one moment.
Thank you.
Ken, I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me what they would be able to authorize me to do, is they would be able to authorize me to issue a $55 refund, as there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
That would be perfect, ma'am. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, and that will take me one moment to get that processed, so it will take me just a moment.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I do want to thank you for your patience. I have got that processed, and you will see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. And was there anything else I could assist you in?
Well, I need to give you a new account number because the other account has been closed.
Can we ask if just the card has been closed or the entire account was closed?
The entire account has been closed due to fraud.
Okay, well, if you will give me a moment to speak with my supervisor and see how we may be able to process that, it will take just one moment.
That's fine. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for all of your patience that is taking my supervisor just one moment to get back to me. So I really do thank you for holding for me.
Oh, that's not a problem.
Thank you. And I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience. While I'm waiting on my supervisor to get back to me, was there anything else I could assist you in?
No, you've been very helpful and polite and very professional, and I really want to say I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I'm glad I am able to assist you, so it shouldn't be but just one more moment while I am waiting on them to get back to me.
It's not a problem.
Thank you. Okay, I really do want to thank you for your patience. My supervisor did get back to me. They said that we'll take them a second to look and see what we can get done. So I really do want to thank you for the patience and do apologize for such the long hold.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. I know you have to do what you have to do. I was in customer service myself, so I understand.
Thank you. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. It is just taking them a moment to see how we exactly can get this resolved for you. So I do thank you for holding for me.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Ken, I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience. My supervisor did inform me they do believe they may see what can be done. However, it will take them just one more moment to make sure they are giving me the correct information.
That's fine.
Thank you. Ken, I really do want to thank you for your patience. I do want to make sure that I did give my supervisor the correct information. You said it was not just the card, it was that entire account that was canceled, correct?
That is correct, ma'am.
Thank you. And I really do apologize one more time for the wait. I really do want to thank you for holding for me since it is such a long wait. So I really do thank you for your patience.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. You're just doing the best to make sure everything goes correctly.
Thank you. can I? I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me that they did check with their manager to make sure they were giving me the correct information. They did advise me that you would need to contact that financial institution as there isn't anything we're able to do on our end, as we have no way of sending it to anything other than the payment method it was charged from.
Okay. I'm sure you can go ahead and do that. I'm sure they could possibly transfer it to the new account.
So, yes, I have got that processed for you. And so that is why I would recommend speaking with them, as that is the only way that in our system we have of processing it is to the card it was charged off of.
Okay, I will give them a call and let them know it's coming.
And was there anything else I could assist you with?
No, and I just wanted to let you know you've been so wonderful and very professional. You never get told what a good job you do, and I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I am glad that I was able to assist you, and I really do hope you have a great rest of your day.
I will, and you have an even better day, hon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.